Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Smashback might be better. Moody off a screen, hits a three. Moses Moody with the biggest shot of the night. He's got 14 points on 4 of 9 shooting. Moses Moody, nice enough to put the headset on to join us. And first of all, Moses, just so happy for you. The last 7 games, the best probably 7-game stretch of your career. Would you agree with that assessment?
I don't know. I have some pretty good runs in the playoffs, you know, different times throughout different areas. But I definitely enjoyed the last couple games. It's been good for me.
What's different in terms of, you know, now that you've been around the league a while, you know the drill, what's different for you now in how you approach things and how you approach the game?
Yeah, it's slower. You know, you kind of know what's coming. You know what to expect. You're not forcing to do more than you should. You kind of just know your positions, know where to be, know where the shots are going to be. And that's what slows the game down and simplifies the process.
I think I have this number correct, Moses. 19 for your last 41 from three. And the thing is, I mean, you're making them, but the decisiveness, it looks like you have your feet set, your hands set. When you catch it, you already know you're going up with the shot. The decisiveness, I thought, has turned a corner. What do you think?
Yeah, that comes with what I was talking about earlier, kind of just not forcing shots, not forcing the bad ones, just kind of being in your spot and just knowing the game's going to come around.
Low turnover tonight from you guys. I mean, that's always a good sign, less than 10 turnovers. You had 9, 29 assists. What was the game plan going into tonight?
Play fast. Get back to how we were playing early on. You know, get the ball out, push it, push the pace, make the other team run so you don't got to play against a set defense. And I think we executed that pretty well.
Last thing for me, I wanted to ask you this, because I always talk about playing fast, but playing fast doesn't give you a license to just jack up shots. I mean, you still, if you don't have anything, you got to bring it back out. Talk about that responsibility that comes with playing fast and not doing too many dumb things where you're just like taking shots, crazy passes, and fast turns into chaos.
Yeah, playing fast doesn't mean the whole possession. That's just the transition portion of it. So getting the ball out fast, getting it up the court, and then being poised. Getting to what we want to execute in the half court, that part doesn't change. It's just to get there is the process.
Well, Moses tonight to 15 points on a very crisp 4 of 9 shooting, 3 of 6 beyond the arc, 4 of 5 lines, 4 boards and 3 assists. Really a nice performance tonight for you, Moses. And of course, anytime you guys can get a W without Steph, Dre, and Kuminga, that's a good W.
Yes, sir, it is. Thank you.
Thanks,
Moses.
All right. Moses Moody, our postgame guest. The final was 114-103. Warriors get the victory over the Utah Jazz. So we have another game tomorrow night, so we're not going to spend too much time on this one tonight. But I thought,
Sam.
Yeah, give him. If you what's that kid story? If you give a
mouse a cookie,
yeah,
you're going to want a glass of milk to go with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I read that book over and over and over again.
I read that thing a million times.
It was a pretty good book.
It was actually, as far as the ones you had to read, that was a pretty good
one. Yeah, it wasn't a bad one at all. I mean, it's no Clifford the Big Red Dog, but what
it is. the guy from Three's Company was the voice of the cartoon, John Ritter?
Ritter was?
Yeah, yep.
Do you know Ritter? You want to go further down the hole, the rabbit hole. John Ritter.
He was in Bad Santa?
Actually died of what I had when I went to Stanford.
Well, that's right.
The aortic dissection.
Right. Yeah. That's right. He was on set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Yeah, that was dark. Okay, so what do you want to get into?
We're talking let's talk about the game.
It started so good, too, in kids' book, right?
Yeah.
It's just such a happy it's like such a happy place, good place.
Clifford.
And then it just went straight downhill from there.
So tonight, I think, you know, Pajemski obviously played really well. I thought a bunch of guys did some really good things. You know, I know it's early in his progress and everything, but I really believe Guy Santos has a chance to be a good rotation player in this league because he still has a lot to learn, and there are a lot of things he can get better at. But the hustle plays and that cut he made on the Schroeder drive, mm-hmm. timed it perfectly, got a dunk as a result. I mean, I think he's got a chance to be a nice player.
Yeah, he's a guy that I think understands the game. I'm not sure exactly what he is offensively just yet, but that's okay. Just as long as you're out there and you get the game, make the right pass, make the right defensive rotation, and you come in and you're just hustle. From the time you step onto the court to the time you go back to the bench, he just all hustle. I mean, he gets after, but it's not just mindless hustle. He, like, knows what he's doing and knows where he's going. So I agree with you. I thought Moody played really well tonight. The interesting part about the evening, and Alan pointed this out to me, was we saw Trayce Jackson-Davis for the first 6 minutes and didn't see him again.
Yeah.
He didn't play. And I'm wondering how many more of those minutes are going to go to Quentin Post, who's been playing. I mean, it wasn't great tonight. 3-for-10 shooting, 2-for-5 from three. He did have 5 rebounds in 16 minutes. Pretty decent. Not great, but decent. Couple assists. What he does, though, is he stretches the court.
Yeah.
And you have
he
to
opens
guard,
the floor.
Yeah, you have to guard him out there. You can't just leave him alone because he's more than capable of hitting that shot. So, but, yeah, I mean, it just look, you're playing the Jazz at home. Let's not try to read too much into this or get too deep. You better beat this team. I mean, that's one of those games. There's a couple of them out there that you better win. You play the Hornets at home, you better win that one. You play
Washington.
The Wizards at home, you better win that one. You play the Jazz at home, you better win that one. The one that's a little tricky, I would say you probably should win it, but I'm not going to guarantee you're going to win it, is the Trailblazers.
They're 5-1 their last 6 games.
Yeah, they aren't bad. I mean, they aren't bad. I mean, they smoked Milwaukee tonight, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Yeah, they won by 13.
Yeah, so that's a team that's not too bad. But there's like 3 or 4 out there that you like better get those ones, and this is one of those that you better get because, you know, you mess around and lose this one, then OKC and Phoenix is coming to town.
You know who's playing really well for Portland is Denny Avdia.
He really is.
He had 30 tonight.
He had 30?
30 with 9 boards.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean.
Who knew?
Exactly. Somebody in Portland did. They traded for him.
I guess so. But that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would think if you can get 2 out of the next 3, that's big.
Yeah.
Because these teams.
Absolutely.
The biggest one to me is the Phoenix one.
You got to win that one.
Because that's the team you're fighting with.
Right.
That's the team you're going to be close with at the end of the year, presumably. Like, OKC is going to run off and hide, I think.
You might be in a tiebreaker with Phoenix.
Correct.
So you need to win that game.
Correct. Yeah. And then OKC, obviously, you'd really like to get that one, too, because that'll be somewhat gettable, although that's the type of team that really gives the Warriors fits. Long, athletic, big.
If the Warriors were completely healthy and you had Draymond and Kuminga, okay, I think you can take a puncher's chance on that one. But tomorrow it's going to be really difficult for them.
Well, it's difficult for anybody against that team.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the best team in the league. I know they split with Cleveland. They went to Cleveland, lost. I think it was like a 5-7 point game, but it was nip and tuck the whole way. And then Cleveland went to OKC and just got blasted. OKC, I mean, they're up like 40 in that game. So that's going to be a tough one because you're not even fully healthy. We're not even sure what the status of Steph will be tomorrow night. And even if he does play, Kuminga and Draymond won't be playing. So those are the games, and we talked about it. You already lost one this week to the Lakers. But Kings, Lakers, I'll include the Mavericks in there who are in free fall since Luka went out, Phoenix, you know, those type of teams that are just right, San Antonio even, depending on what they do at the trade deadline, those are the games you just have to win. There's going to be a tie in there somewhere.
Exactly.
And you don't want to be on the wrong end of that
tie. And you
tie.
could be in like a 3-way tie.
Yeah.
You know?
You
and
just
then,
don't want to be on the wrong end of those things. So those become like that's. That, to me, is the critical one this week. You'd love to get 2 of them. 3 of them be awesome. I mean, that's going to be really tough. But if you're going to get, like, one, the Phoenix, to me, is the most important one. And they had a good game, too. That was a fun game to watch against the Clippers last night.
Yep.
Thought there were going to be 2 fun games to watch. Other than the Knicks-Grizzlies game would be fun to watch. It was until the third quarter started. And then it was over. Knicks are pretty good,
and they're playing well. You know, and the East used to be like an invitational for the top 2 teams usually, you know, but I don't know if it's an invitational anymore.
Now it's top 4.
Yeah.
You got Boston, Cleveland, New York, and Milwaukee, I think. And then after that, it drops off pretty severely.
And I don't know if they're healthy. I don't know if I want to play Orlando in
probably
a first round
series. I don't know if they're ready to, like, continue through the playoffs. But, no, you're right.
Yep.
I mean, you get two really big, skilled big guys. I mean, Wagner and Banchero, both 6'10". And they both handle, and they can both shoot and score, and they're good defensively. So, yeah, the next three are going to be an absolute challenge for the Warriors. I thought this game was a must-win game, and not in terms of record, because there's still a lot that can be decided. I thought it was a must-win game for their psyche. Lose a game like this at home, you start questioning everything.
Absolutely.
And then you get a good chance of losing the rest of them.
Last thing, you know what Franz Wagner's favorite WNBA team is?
I know it's going to be something German.
The Valkyries.
Oh, man.
Well, you know.
You started with a Potter joke, and then you end with that one.
Yep.
Wow. Great opener and closer you had there today.
Hey, not every 81 of 82 is a masterpiece.
Oh, trust me. I know that. You got to throw you. Tim, you can't keep it in the holster. You gotta throw it out there and see what happens.
We're not trying to win an Emmy or an award every night. You know, just trying
thank goodness
to survive.
We're not trying to.
Because
if we were, we'd be sorely disappointed.
Oh yeah, we would be waiting for the knock on the door that never came.
See you tomorrow.